There are apparently some secret ways that you can get smarter, okay? And this is for everyone, not just for Sam.
Yeah.
They're not going to be a secret anymore. But really, these are ways that we can train our brain. Number one, they're very simple, too. Number one, brush your teeth with the non-dominant hand.
Ooh.
That's a challenge.
Yeah, brush your teeth, open the toothpaste with your non-dominant hand. It triggers the opposite side of your brain. It's going to help you. Huh. You'll be smarter. You'll beat Sam. There you
go.
Take a shower with your eyes closed the entire time. Use your sense of touch to turn off the faucets and get the soap and wash your hair and body. And by using the sense of touch, you're sending different messages to your brain than you would if you were using your visual sense. Okay?
I sometimes do that, but it's because I have soap in my eyes and I can't open them.
I hate that.
And you're in pain.
Yeah.
Where's the water?
You can also try switching up your morning routine, okay? Because once a task becomes routine, the brain activity will decline and become stagnant.
Mm-hmm.
That was one reason we wanted to throw you outside, too, because you got in a routine of being in here. We wanted to switch it up.
But that didn't work so well.
It didn't work so
almost,
well. We're going to think of something else to throw at you, though. You can also switch seats at the table because sitting in the same seat over and over is not good for your brain because it's not benefiting from new experiences. Huh. Another thing you can do is play with spare change. So the next time you're sitting in your car, put some spare change in your cup holder. If you put different sized coins and just touch them, it'll train your brain to identify what's what just by the touch of your hands.
Perfect. Very cool. Perfect since you don't use your spare change. You just kind
of. Right. Oh, I got a lot of that lying around. Hey, guys.